This is MSONewsSports.com. This presentation of MSO News Sports brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. By Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. By Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastown, New Hampshire. By Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. By Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. By attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. By Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. By the Lynn Museum at 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with the Lynn Arts, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. By the Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. By the Port Hole Restaurant. The Port Hole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. By the Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, the daily item serving the North Shore since 1877. All right, we got high school hockey tonight, and good evening. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and tonight it is Marblehead against the Lynn Jets, both teams unbeaten, and Marblehead, of course, having already wrapped up the Northeastern Conference North. The Lynn Jets hope to do that on Saturday night against Gloucester up at the O'Malley Rink, the Talbot Rink up at the O'Malley School. But first things first, tonight should be a terrific game. Marblehead with a record of 14-0-1 overall, and in those 15 games, they've scored 73 goals and allowed only 22. But their conference record is even more impressive, 7-0-1, and they've given up 8 goals in 8 games. But wait, there'll be more when we get to the Lynn Jets. So the headers, of course, led by three lines primarily. They also play that fourth line, which doesn't give up a whole lot. But Brendan Haley, Drew Chalfie, Tim Kalinowski up front, just terrific piling up the points this year. And, of course, you heard on Saturday afternoon, Braden Haley picked up 4 points to get 100, and Tim Kalinowski 1 point away from his 100th point for his career. Now let's take a look at Joe Conlon's Lynn Jets. As we mentioned, their record ain't too shabby either. Overall, they are 11 wins, 0 losses, 1 tie. They've scored 41 goals, and they've given up only 8 goals in 12 games. And I said, but wait, listen to this one. In the conference, Northeastern Conference South, 4 wins, no losses, 1 tie. They've only scored 13 goals in those 5 games, but that's okay. They've only given up 2. So there you go. They did beat Gloucester first time around. I think that was by a goal. It was a 1-0 game back on January 13 at the Connery. And as we mentioned, they'll be going up to Gloucester on Saturday night, a 6 p.m. start, to face off against the Fishermen. And sadly, we will not be able to do that game. So sorry about that, but we got this one coming up. We'll talk to both coaches as Bob Jackson, Joe Conlon, kind enough to talk with us before the game. We'll have both those guys coming up in just a minute. Just to remind you, we'll have basketball to Friday night on MSO. Bill Newell will have Melrose at Wakefield for us. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, of course, it's Trending Now with Josh Arnold. In the meantime, stay tuned for hockey. We'll be right back.
Signs of age rain down. A single tear is dropping to the valleys of...
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our 3 locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastown, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
All right, before the start of tonight's game, we're with Lynn Jets coach Joe Conlon. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on a spectacular year so far.
Appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for coming out and doing the game. Very appreciated. And I know the coaches love the work you guys do. It's been a nice couple months for us.
Good. And may it continue. We want to go a long way in the tournament, I know. We'll get to this game in a second. But first, Coach, what's it like coaching a combined squad? And maybe you can tell me a little bit about how your team is constructed from the schools.
This year's more classical kids. I think it's about 16 to about 10, and then one kid from Lynn Tech, 10 being the Lynn English. And to be honest, as soon as we get together the Monday after Thanksgiving, it's one team. We don't think about what school anyone goes to, or we don't, you know, I have good relationships with administration at all the schools, and that's really not an issue. It's funny, I hear about more from the outsiders than I do with anyone inside the program.
Well, it's similar. I think it's similar to the coaching fraternity. You guys, you're foes on the ice, but afterwards, I mean, you get together for meetings, you see each other all the time. So sports is a good thing.
Yeah, it can bring people together, you know, like you just said. And I'm glad it's brought this group of kids together.
Okay, what's the strength of your team?
Probably from the net out, you know. We usually get some good goaltending, and we try to work at it in the defensive zone. At times we have some trouble scoring, but if we play, good from the back on out, I'll take our chances.
This could be a 0-0 game looking at the goals against for each of you guys.
Well, looking at the goals for from Marblehead could tell you something different. But, we hope to limit some of their chances because they can really skate.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what does this game mean, Joe? I mean, you've got, I don't want to look ahead, but you've got a huge game coming up on Saturday, and yet you've got this game which is sort of out of conference tonight, but it's against Marblehead.
Yeah, kind of a weird scheduling thing. With the old NEC, it would have been a big game. Mm-hmm. You know, it would have counted. But it doesn't. And they're a Division II team anyway, so it's not like we'll see them in the tournament either. So it's kind of a measuring stick night just to see where we're at against one of the best teams on the North Shore. And as you mentioned, we can't let whatever happens tonight affect us up in Gloucester on Saturday.
Okay, very quickly, let's take a look from goal out. Tell me a little bit about each of your starters tonight.
Jack Stafford's in the net. He's a junior. He started his... this is his third year as our starter, so he started as a freshman. He's got some experience, and he's gonna need to play well, obviously, against this team. Mm-hmm. Defensively, senior captains Brandon Devins on the point with another junior, Ryan Clark. And, we're looking to see if we can slow that top line of Marblehead down, as I said. Mm-hmm. Offensively, we'll play three lines. We'll play 1-2-3 pretty consistently and hope we can get something off the forecheck tonight.
My first year teaching, I had the assistant principal and the principal's kid in my class. You've got athletic director's kids here.
Yeah. I have two of the classical ADs boys, and one of the, you know, Brett Malaya from English, who's Gary's son. You know, yeah, it means they're invested, and it means they're supporting us, so it's a good thing.
Joe, I appreciate it. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you very much.
That's Joe Conlon, Lynn Jets coach.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Okay, before tonight's game, we're talking once again with Marblehead coach Bob Jackson. First of all, coach, congratulations on winning the NEC North.
Thank you very much. The kids worked hard. It was well-deserved, and appreciate it.
Bob, what were your goals before the season began?
Well, some of them I still prefer not to share, if that's okay. But one of the goals, obviously, we play in two tournaments, one the Christmas tournament in Gloucester, which we hadn't won before. We won that, so we won one of those goals. We knew that we'd have a decent team. We thought Peabody, Winthrop, Beverly, weren't sure what Beverly would have this year, but we thought those three teams would be challenging for the NEC North. So to win the NEC North, that was one of our goals as well. Mm-hmm. Now we got a couple more goals as we move forward that we're still trying to accomplish.
You know I'm going to check back with you in about 3 or 4 weeks, right?
I'm fully aware of that.
Okay. All right. Coach, the other night, Peabody, big, strong, tough team. Close game, but that the first period breakout, you guys popped in three quick ones and then sort of played defense the rest of the way. Good squad over there, Peabody. They probably ought to do well in the tournament, but you okay with that game? I know that there was a little bit of a couple of teachable moments there for you.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we talked about is we have to play 45 minutes. And the one thing that we emphasized to the kids at the end of the first period was we had to not take anything for granted. Peabody was capable of coming back. They were still capable of coming back no matter what the score was. And I think we came out the start of the second period, got that quick fourth goal, and then all of a sudden we just took our foot off the pedal. So we worked on that. And then we also, the game got a little bit raggy with some penalties on both sides. And I think a couple guys needed to do things a little bit differently. So, we did have some teachable moments where we just want kids to act like they need to act as a championship team.
Well, you know, it's understandable. It's sports, it's hockey, it's high school kids. And is there somebody, I know, Coach, you probably don't want to single anybody out, but you played four lines, you've got terrific defense, and your goaltender has, he's just been outstanding. Is there somebody maybe that hasn't been mentioned that you might want to give a little credit to?
I think Ridge Driscoll's been playing very, very well on defense. He kind of goes under the radar. When you look at our plus-minus, he's one of our top defensemen out there. A lot of times P.J. Roy and Danny Ginesco are getting some of the accolades because they're captains and assistant captains and, you know, play a lot of time with the red line, which is basically our first unit and on the power play. But Ridge is playing a real solid game. I also think that Duncan Leggett is helping out. So when you limit some of the opposing teams to the number of shots or the goals that we have for limiting people to shots, you got to put a lot of applause on the defense. And the defense has done a great job keeping the team from second scoring opportunities or third scoring opportunities. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of defensemen out there that get some positive acknowledgement.
Absolutely. Okay, the Lynn Jets, Joe Conlon, just having a terrific year.
You know what? Well-deserved for Joe. Joe's a great coach. He's done a great job over in Lynn. I have the highest admiration for Joe. You know, and his hard work's finally paying off. He's got the kids, you know, listening to him. They're working hard. They always work hard. Lynn's a hard-working team. So if we're not ready tonight, it could be a long night for us. So we know that they're going to come to play. They're going to come to prove a point, and we have to match that intensity.
Very quickly, the strength of their team?
Their goaltender is probably one of the best goalies in the conference. I know that he has the capability of standing on his head. But they also have two lines that go hard. They go hard to the net. And they got a couple solid defensemen that are physical and play the game. So it's going to be a battle on both sides.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Marblehead Coach Bob Jackson.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at BradfordTavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Alrighty then, sticks on the ice, the American flag flying over on the far wall, and the national anthem has been played. And hello once again, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer Bill Popowski, and we got high school hockey coming up. We heard from both coaches. Both coaches showing some mutual respect, and of course, Joe Conlon in his 8th season as the head coach of the Lynn Jets, and Bob Jackson in his 15th over at Marblehead. So the Jets will be defending the goal down to our right. They've got their red jerseys, black pants, and black numerals with the Jets going diagonally. The name Jets, J-E-T-S, from their top right shoulder down to their left hip going diagonally. And, of course, Marblehead has their black pants, their predominantly white jerseys with the black shoulder and the red numerals. As we are ready to go, both teams unbeaten in this one, 14-0-1 for the Headers, 11-0-1 for the Jets overall. This is an out-of-conference game. And I guess it's more or less for bragging rights. Drew Chaffee against John Cosmas out at center ice. As we are ready to go in goal down to our right, it is Ronan Cunningham as always. Jack Stafford in goal to our left. Headers win the faceoff, send it right into the zone. Janesco sends it in. Kept around by Brandon Devon, captain, out of the zone. Chasing it down, Cosmas trying to come up with it. But it is ridden off on the defense by Marblehead, clearing it around the boards. Chaffee trying to come up with it, get it out, but it's going to be Janesco in his own zone, speeding around the cage, and fires it off the glass, hops to the left point, kept in and missed on the attempted shot by Brandon Devon. So that will allow Aiden Gillis to bring it out of the zone. Check it, it's PJ Roy with it. Roy is blocked up close by Sean Devon as both teams have changed up. Brandon Devon will track it down back in his own zone and leave it for Sean. Gets it out of the, not out of the zone, kept in at the line by Andrew McGurran. Fired around the boards by the, I was going to say Lynn English defense, but it's the Lynn Jets and the play is at center at the moment. It is Ridge Driscoll with it. You heard Coach Jackson talk about the play of Ridge Driscoll before the game begin. On it is Steve Patry for the Jets. They'll flip it out of the zone out to center ice, and it is taken backwards by Aiden Gillis, who gets it over on the right side. He is bumped off the play by Sean Devon, looking for Michael Clardy, but goes just too far ahead of him. He goes into the boards in the header zone, goes all the way around the boards to the header's defense. Sam Chofi can't get it out of the zone as he's checked nicely by Brian Clardy, I believe it is. Out to center ice it comes, trying to be picked up by McCarthy. He gets it ahead to Sam Chofi. It actually goes in toward goalie Stafford, comes out of his net, plays it, and sends it out of the rink, face off to his left. Just underway. We've played almost 2 minutes. No score in this one. Good crowd on hand. I wouldn't say it's a packed house, but a lot of people here. Marblehead gets the last change. They'll send out their first line against the Lynn third line. Chofi with it. Shot on goal. Panelnowski. Shot, save along the ice and falling down with another shot is Sam Chofi, but check it, Drew Chofi. But once again, Stafford blocks it. So a quick change now by both teams as Coach Jackson matched up the first line against the third on that draw. That would allow Owen Piccarello to take the faceoff now against Cosmos. Off the faceoff, save by Stafford, goes up into the netting. Faceoff again to Stafford's left. Two quick scoring chances by the headers. Each team terrific with goals against, but a vast difference in scoring with Marblehead having the advantage. Piccarello will face off against Cosmos. And it's won by Piccarello, but it comes all the way back out of the zone. Defenseman wasn't there. Janesco loses it to Caleb Reddick, but then steals it back, gets it out to center, and we have a hand pass. So the faceoff will be in the Marblehead end. No scoring, nothing on the score sheet so far. Just underway. Big basketball coming up on Friday night. We'll have a video broadcast, live streaming video, with Bill Newell, Melrose at Wakefield. Face off to the left of Cunningham. This one is won by the Jets on the draw. Face off, saved off the stick of the right point. And coach didn't give us, oh it is, it's Brett Malaya had a terrific shot. And Cunningham had to be on his toes for that one. That was through a screen as Cosmos had won the faceoff and dropped it back to Malaya. Does the same thing again on the faceoff at the right point. Slid in along the boards by Brandon Devon. Drew Chofi fighting for the puck down low, but Caleb Reddick has it. Reddick with it, comes out, centers it, goes off the side of the cage, and it still comes out to the right point. Brandon Devon slides it along down low looking for Reddick. Reddick over to Cosmos, back to Reddick, centering pass, and Malaya can't get his stick on it. Here comes Marblehead, 2-on-1. Haley, slap shot from the left, save. No rebound, as Kalinowski was right there. Haley from about the middle of the left circle, fired it right along the ice, maybe from about 25 feet out, and along the ice, Stafford made the save and then held on. So Stafford makes the save, keeps Marblehead off the scoreboard, and we've played almost 3 minutes now in this one. Face off to the right of Stafford. Piccarello against Cosmos again. Piccarello wins it. Gets it to McGurran. McGurran fires it around the boards. Gets it right back. On the left wing side. Circle left. Drops it out. Looking for a point. Goes back out to center ice. Face off, play is at center at the moment. Paul Heffernan out there on defense. Into the zone, in his own zone, it's collected by Piccarello, backhands it out of the zone. Brandon Devon with it, and Travis Ryan lost an edge there, almost fell down, but he kept his balance, goes into the zone, trying to keep it in, can't, and it comes out to center ice. Steve Patry with it, fires it right back in as the Jets clear the zone. So Marblehead kind of hemmed him. Heffernan, freshman, 5'7", gets it out of the zone, looking for McGurran. But it's going to be icing, so the faceoff will be the left of Cunningham. So a good flurry that time by the Jets. No scoring so far, but the differential. Overall, the Jets have scored 41 goals in 12 games. And in 15 games, the headers have scored 73. And the first line of Marblehead has racked up 92 points overall. Faceoff to the left of Cunningham. No score. Still early on. John DeFilippo loses the faceoff to Chofi. Once again, it's first line against third. Headers with the first line. Bring it out of the zone again, a 2-on-1. Chofi on the right, Haley on the left. Chofi closes, drops it for Haley. And there's a pileup of players in the goal. And I see the puck behind the goal off to the left. Behind the cage off to the left, not in the net. So another 2-on-1, and it's stuffed by goaltender Stafford. You can't keep giving up 2-on-1s like that, though, boys, I'll tell you. But again, that was first line against third. Some strategic planning here by Coach Jackson, moving the chess pieces around. Off the faceoff, James McCarthy for Marblehead shoots it wide, comes around to the right point. Roy bounces in on Stafford. Tough save, and he gloves it like a shortstop. 4 minutes played, no score. Play to the left. Face-off to the left of Lynn Jets goaltender Jack Stafford. Man, he has been tested already tonight. Drops it back to the point off the face-off. Again, a pad save. Left pad save along the ice. Off the stick of Roy with the shot. Gets it right back. Shoots it into the left-wing corner diagonally. Right to left. Nobody home. Jets clear it out of the zone. Janesco with it. Shoots it right back in as Steve Patry picks it up for the Jets. Roy can't get it in his skates. Cosmos has it. Gets it to center ice to Caleb Riddick. He's got a one-on-one, and he is checked nicely by the stick of Sam Chofi. And Janesco winding around. Danny Janesco in his own zone brings it up to the line, and he's checked right there at the line by Caleb Riddick. But P.J. Roy will bring it out, and he'll shoot it into the left-wing corner, Jets in. Out of the net, Stafford fires it around the boards, still in the Jet zone. Steve Patry shoots it around, looking for Travis Ryan. Gets it to a teammate. It is, who is it? It's Clardy coming out of the zone. Mike Clardy. Drop pass to the point. Drop pass back to the point. Rebound out in front after the save. Penalty coming up. Right point. Down low, and the right side comes back to Ryan Clark. Clark into the right corner. Turnaround shot by Sean Devon. No go. And now we have the penalty. Penalty comes at 5:16, and the penalty will be to Aiden Gillis of Marblehead. First notation on our score sheet tonight. Again, the penalty at 5:16. Power play for the Lynn Jets, and they have Cosmos line out there. Wins the faceoff, drops it back to Devon, tees it up, save, another shot, bounces through. And it's collected on a great stop by Cunningham before it went in the net. Going backwards, he picked it off before it crossed the line. Terrific save by Cunningham. I believe that was off the stick of Brandon Devon. And we'll do it again. Face off to the right of Cunningham. Power play for the Lynn Jets, and it's looking pretty good at the moment. Kept in at the right point by Devon. Goes into the right wing side to an open Travis Ryan. He drops it back to the point to Ryan Clark. Goes down low to Clardy. Mike Clardy behind the cage, looking for some help, looking to set it up. Drops it back, tries to drop it back to the right point, but it's deflected out of the rink by Owen Piccarello. Piccarello's got some size. He's a senior, 6 feet, 173. Just put the stick down, deflected it out of the rink. So the faceoff in the circle to the right of Cunningham. A minute and 2 seconds still left in the penalty. Cosmos out there once again. He'll face off against Kalinowski. Cosmos wins it, drops it back to Devon. Slap shot and picked off again by Cunningham. Wow. Jets peppering Cunningham at the moment in this power play. But he's equal to it. My goodness, 58 seconds left in the power play. Let's do it again. Cosmos, the center for the Jets, Piccarello this time for Marblehead, and Piccarello wins it. Headers can't clear the zone, though. Comes over to the right point. Sends it down low, does Ryan Clark. And it's going to go all the way around the boards. Piccarello drops it back to Devon. Goes around to the right side to Clark. Sends it into the right wing corner. Empty corner. And it's collected by Riddick. He has it behind the net. Gets it to Cosmos. Back to Riddick. Centering pass. P.J. Roy there. Gets it over to a teammate, cleared out of the zone. Janesco clears it. 27 seconds left in the man advantage. Jets trying to form the attack. Captain Brandon Devon behind his cage. And he will leave it. No, he's going to send it up the right wing side to Caleb Reddick. This power play unit's been out there for quite a while now. 10 seconds left to go in the power play, and it's cleared right back in by Haley. Cleared into the Jet zone. Approaching the 8-minute mark of this first period. Once again, no score. Uh-oh, turnover. Kalinowski falls down, picked up by Haley, and blocked nicely by Devon. Oh, and the Jets are able to bring it out of the zone. Play is at center ice. Brett Malaya gets it over on the right wing side. Pizza pass to from Steve Patry, but he can't collect it himself. And again, a high hop, bouncing puck in on goaltender Stafford. And this time he sort of cradles it into his midsection while he's on his knees and holds on. Great pace. Terrific power play for the Jets, but stifled by Cunningham. Hacked at by McGarren on the draw. Goes into the right wing corner, still in the Jets' end. Sean Devon can't get it out. And it's going to be picked up by Colin Daly, who circles around the net. And nobody bothers him, so he just shoots it in to the pads of Stafford, who has to stop it again. Glove it, hang on to it, hand it to the referee. Marblehead changes up. So at the halfway mark of this first period, no score. Good scoring chances by both teams. Both goaltenders have been hot. Score! Off the faceoff. James McCarthy, over the shoulder, top left shoulder, top right-hand corner. McCarthy, a left-handed shot in the slot, and it's 1-0 Marblehead. For McCarthy, his seventh goal of the season. See if we can get the assists when they happen. Here comes McCarthy again across the line. He's got a winger with him, Garfield, but it's cleared away by the Jets. Jets now trailing 1-0. You get behind against Marblehead, and it is absolutely terribly difficult to get back into it, no matter what the score. But right now, it's just 1-0. Jets playing well, but the headers have the lead. Garfield intercepted at the line by McCarthy, but it's going to be offsides against Marblehead down in the Jets' blue line. This is MSO News Sports. Thank you for joining us, and tell people about it, will you? Let people know. Live sports here, live broadcasts, and it's really easy to connect with us. You can also email us at... here's a score of the scores. All right, Garfield, I believe, gets the assist. No, I'm sorry, Sam Chofi gets the assist. So Chofi gets the assist on the goal, and that's all there is, 1-0. All right, the headers stave off a flurry by the Jets. McGarren brings it out of the zone. Drop pass. Boom! What a check by Devon. Oh, my word, on Colin Daly. Separated from the puck, right back the other way. A shot by Malaya. Save along the ice by Cunningham. What a check at center ice by the captain, Brandon Devon. And that just changed the whole complexion of that particular play. Now the play is down in the Marblehead end as headers change up. Oh boy, here we go. 3-on-1, out of the zone. Kalinowski at the circle, shoots, rebounds. Oh, what a save! Open net on Haley, and the save by Stafford. The Jets bring it right back. How did he stop that puck? That one, oh, I don't know. Weirdness prevails. Terrific stop by Stafford. Play now is in the Marblehead end. Another 2-on-1, staved off by Stafford. Here we go again. Kalinowski bringing it out of the zone. Flying left wing side. Drops it for Chofi. Misfires. Comes to the right point to P.J. Roy. Over on the left side to Janesco. He loses it. Comes out to center ice. The Jets can't take advantage of the turnover. Play is at center at the moment. Kalinowski calmly gets it back to Janesco, who will just flip it into the zone as the headers need a change. 5:10 left to go, first period, 1-0, and a terrific hockey game to this point. Play at center at the moment. Still at center. McCarthy able to get it over to Sam Chofee. He's alone. He shoots. He squeezed it through. Somehow he got past the defense, and he fired it once again into the red basket of Stafford, who makes the save. Wish I had a statistician here keeping track of these shots, but boy, Stafford has been on his best game so far. Not having seen any other games, it's the only game I've seen the Jets play, so this is the best one I've seen. No, seriously, he's doing extremely well keeping Marblehead off the scoreboard at the moment with just the one goal. 4.5 left to go in the first period. Jets trying to form it up to get it out of the zone, being a little cautious as Ryan Clark trying to feed it ahead. Right wing pass goes over to Travis Ryan, but Aiden Gillis just kind of knocks him off the puck, and Gillis is a big defenseman, only a sophomore, but he's 6'2", 191. Ryan Clark crushes McCarthy into the boards, gets the puck out of the zone for the Jets. Right wing side to Travis Ryan, shoots, centering pass, collected up, rebound, can't put it through, as Sean Devon had an opportunity. Here's another two-on-one. This is a recording broken up by Brandon Devon, but follow-up shot by Haley, save by Stafford, goes into the left wing corner and comes back out to center ice. Hacked at and cleared out of the zone. Piccarello couldn't quite get a stick on it. Cleared into the zone by Christian Henniger of Marblehead. Everybody playing probably for both teams tonight. Andrew McGurran gets it into the zone. Owen Piccarello sweeping around the right side. He's a six-footer. These guys aren't small. Centering pass, McGurran gets it to Kalinowski, shoots it, loose puck, save, and it goes into the right wing corner. And I believe we have a high stick on Lynn. This penalty comes at 11:38. And I stand corrected, it's against Marblehead. It's against Piccarello. And that was in the offensive zone, so I'm not going to make Coach Jackson happy. Kalinowski overskates the puck. He would have had it. Here's another two-on-one. Chofee on the right, Kalinowski on the left, gets it, shoots. Pad save, rebound, can't be picked up by the headers. Kalinowski with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't get this. Well, apparently there's just a high stick, no penalty. It was a stick above the shoulders. So there is no penalty. It's 5-on-5. So I don't know how many two-on-ones there have been, but that's at least a half a dozen two-on-ones by the headers. My, my, my. Jets trying to get it out of the zone. Troy Petkovic gets it out of the zone, and P.J. Roy goes back into his own end for Marblehead. Slides it ahead to Janesco, who was checked heavily by Ryan Clark. Play is in the Jets' territory. Skated off nicely by DeFilippo. John DeFilippo gets it ahead left wing side to Brian Clardy, but he is bottled up, forcing Steve Petrie to go back in his own zone and pick it up. Petrie fires it ahead right wing side into the header end. Roy with it. Playing catch on the right point, gets it right back, and fires it off the boards, cleared into the zone by Brandon Devon. 1-0 to score, 1:55 left to go, first period. Stolen by the Jets right out in front, but P.J. Roy just takes it away calmly and gets it out to center ice. McGurran can't flip it by a Jet. Play is in the Lynn Jets' end, though, and they'll bring it out of the zone. Ryan Clark with it, broken up at center ice. Brandon Devon leading the rush. Slap shot, blocked up tight. Two players go down, and three players, including Devon, two headers. Kalinowski picks it up in his own circle. Stick handling through the middle. Gets it over to McGurran on the left wing side across the line, looking to make a play. Drop pass for Chofee, but he is checked nicely by Brandon Devon. Brandon Devon's been everywhere. Left wing side, Caleb Reddick out of the zone. Drops it to the Sean Devon, skating out in front. Comes back to the point, doesn't get through. Off the slap shot by Patry. And the headers bring it out of the zone. 3-on-2 this time. Haley stick handling through a crowd. Puck doesn't get through. Cleared out to center ice. 53 seconds left. Haley has it for Marblehead across the line. Drops it to Janesco. Closing shot. Another. We do have a penalty this time. Save made by Stafford, and this time we do have a penalty. And this one comes at 14-18. And Sean Devon is pleading his case, but he ain't going to win this one. Mm-mm-mm. So Sean Devon called for the penalty. And the faceoff to the left of Stafford. Power play. As Haley stick handles to the circle. They let him close. And he shoots and save. Point blank range. Save by Stafford. Nobody picked him up, and Haley just closed from the sideboards, from the right wing sideboards, and just closed right in on net. Kalinowski has it. Circle, and cleared back to the line, kept in by Drew Chaffee at the right point. Janesco is a forward on the power play with Chaffee playing the right point. Players battling for the puck behind the cage. Four players back there, still no momentum. Puck in the skates. And looks like Chaffee comes away with it. Drops it back to Haley. Tries to tee it up. Cleared nicely. Breakout for Brett Mallaire. Here he goes. Shot. Label left corner. Shoulder save by Cunningham on a shorthanded bid by Mallaire. At the end of the period. What a first period we got going here. Oh, my. Terrific first period. Comes to an end with Marblehead leading this one by that score of 1-0. We'll take a break. Come back. And recap this exciting first period. 1-0 Marblehead at the end of one from the Rocket Arena at Salem State.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night.
satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
You got to press the button, Max. All right, there we go. After one, it's 1-0. Not a whole lot to talk about in terms of scoring in the first period. As third line scored for Marblehead, James McCarthy. They've been a buzzing unit this entire season. McCarthy is seventh goal of the year, making it 1-0. That came at 7:25. And now it's my pleasure to bring in Zach Bogosian, who is the voice of Marblehead Cable TV up here. Tell us a little bit about that, Zach. Now, Zeke.
Right.
Well, these hockey games now, you go ahead. You tell me what you do.
Well, we have a crew here at MHTV. MHTV Sports is headed up by John Caswell. And
there's the man, yep.
And he's got a plate full of games. I don't want to look at his schedule. It would scare me to death. But what a fantastic job they do. They come out with a crew. They film the game. They go back into the editing suite. They edit the game, and they televise it. So the Marblehead students and their parents and relatives, etc., can watch themselves play, and it's an incredible luxury.
Now, how many games do you do in say the winter season?
I do 6 games total.
Okay.
I'd like to do them all, but I can't hog the spotlight here.
Is it basketball, hockey, or just
it's field hockey? It's basketball. It's swimming, and it's a great program. It's a great service provided by MHTV.
Okay, now that's cool because I'm very limited in what I do because I don't know these other sports. So how do you do like swimming and
I do not do it. I'm strictly hockey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was a schoolboy player, and I played in the youth league, so I'm familiar with the game, and it's a pleasure. And I'm actually I'm privileged to be here. And fill this capacity for the high school.
All right, Zeke, and I was asking you just before we went on here, what's your day job? What do you do?
I'm a contractor.
Okay.
Residential, basically.
Mm-hmm. And how do we find you? Are you are you online, or how do we get a hold of you if a neighbor wants something done?
I'm online. zcbogosian@verizon.net.
All right.
Great service, great price. But I'm not here to push my business. I'm really here to talk about these kids.
So let's talk about them. What are you impressed with so far?
I'm impressed with the team speed because I know, as a former schoolboy hockey player, the type of work it takes to get up that kind of speed. And when I speak about work, I'm talking wind sprints, red line, blue line, blue line, goal line. And it's excruciating as a player. I'm sure if you talk to any one of these skaters, be it the Lynn team or the Marblehead team, they've all done that routine, and it pays off.
And a bit of a surprise, I think, Division 3 Lynn Jets against Division 2 headers of Marblehead. Very exciting first period.
Incredible to come in here and see two undefeateds. I think it's the
first... At this time of year, yeah.
At this time of year, tells you something about these two teams. These kids work really hard, and they keep up with their studies, too. And it's a lethal combination. If you have... A's and B's, you're top of the class, and you're also a great athlete, a lot of doors will open up for you. And a lot of times these kids don't see it, but if they seize this opportunity they have, good things can happen.
I taught in Gloucester as a math teacher for 38 years at the high school, so it's nice to hear a non-educator point that out and mention it to the kids.
Right.
Academics, athletics, if you got them both, man, you got it made.
Sometimes you don't see the big picture when you're in the middle of the storm.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an opportunity, and these kids do a great job. They're all good kids, and I'm really happy to see the team come around like this.
All right, so now I'm sure we have listeners in Marblehead. When will this game be broadcast?
Well, usually it's on a Tuesday, but you've got to check the
Tuesday?
Schedule.
Tuesday? John Sayin, yep.
John Sayin, Tuesday.
What time? 7:30 on Marblehead TV.
MHTV.
MHTV. Now, what channel is that?
I have Verizon, and it's channel 28.
Okay, 8 on Comcast and 20?
8 on Comcast, 28 on Verizon.
28 on Verizon, 8 on Comcast. I got to get these straight because we just flipped from one to the other, and I won't tell you where we went, but good.
All right,
excellent.
Rick.
All right, Zeke, I appreciate it. We both have to go back to work. Nice to meet you.
Yes, we do. I'll see you down at the Greasy Pole.
Yes, you will. We'll get you then. All right.
Oh, get me in there.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's Zeke Bogosian, who is broadcasting the games. John Kesson here at Salem State, broadcasting this one on Marblehead TV. And you'll see that on Tuesday up in Marblehead. We have finished resurfacing the ice. There are 48 seconds remaining in the power play for Marblehead. Sean Devon in the penalty box for Lynn. Keep saying Sean Devon, but need to correct that. Hold on. Yeah, it is Sean. Sean Devon, okay. The brother. Thought I had the wrong one, but he just climbed back into the penalty box. So Sean Devon in the penalty box. And both teams have returned to the ice. Quick stretches along the ice for the players. This time, Cunningham will be defending down to our left, and of course, Stafford down to our right. Very warm night. It started off 30-something degrees this morning, 50 degrees when I got here to Salem State. Once again, the near stands, well, that's all we have here at Salem State, are packed. And there are people down behind the goal in the scoreboard off to our right. There are people standing along the glass down there. So a decent crowd. I can't tell who's Lynn and who is Marblehead. But there have been a lot of cheering. There's been a lot of cheering and many rounds of applause for the goaltenders so far tonight. 1-0. We are ready to go with Drew Trophy taking the faceoff against John Cosmos. And Marblehead wins the faceoff. B.J. Roy, again, it's a power play for the next 40 seconds. Cleared into the Lynn zone. On the right wing side, Janesco loses it, cleared by the Jets. Forming up the power play, Kalinowski or check it, P.J. Roy over on the left side to Haley, flying down that left side, circles the cage. Now he's being bothered and checked nicely by, once again, guess who? Brandon Devon. Uh-oh, Haley picks it up, centering pass, blocked by Devon again. Kalinowski takes a hit by Devon in the left wing corner. Haley on the right wing side. He's dumped on a big body check by Ryan Clark. Kept in at the right point. Penalty is over. Haley slap shot from close in. Rebound hacked at and bounced around. And it is held on to as Janesco couldn't get a stick on it. He was standing there swiping at it like a baseball bat, swinging at it. So the power play is over, and the faceoff will be to the right of Stafford. Cosmos stays out there. Piccarello wins the faceoff, gets it back to the left point. McGurran shoots it, but it's blocked before it can get through. McGurran intercepts it, taken right back by Steve Patrick. McGurran gets it again, and he shoots it, gets it over to Piccarello. Backhanded shot, it's loose score. 2-0, Marblehead. Rammed home on the rebound by Owen Piccarello.
Sends it home, second goal.
2:13, the time of the goal. It is now 2-0 Marblehead, and for the headers, for Piccarello, that's his fourth goal of the season. Players jousting in the faceoff circle. Oh, man, tremendous competition. Penalty off the faceoff against Lynn, showing a little frustration. Now I know where the Marblehead fans are. I can hear them applauding. Well, this penalty comes to Sean Devon again, his second consecutive penalty. Penalty comes 3 seconds after the goal. Face off to the right of Stafford. Looks like Kalinowski taking the face off against Cosmos. on the goal by McCarthy back in the first period. The assist went to Sam Chaffee. Kalinowski fighting for the puck, comes up with it, and it is cleared out of the zone. And Cosmos didn't see Brett Malaya. He had a two-on-one, didn't see Malaya. So he just cleared it out of the zone. Marblehead will form it up. They're bringing it out. Haley pinned along the boards, but escapes with the puck, drops it for Janesco, fires it. Armpit save by Stafford. Left-handed shot, Janesco, from about the top of the circle, closing. Snapshot held on to by Stafford. Face-off to his right. Kalinowski loses the face-off, but he gets the puck. Goes to the circle, drops it back to the point to Piccarillo, or check it to Chofi. Save off the Chofi shot. Haley weaving at the top of the circle. Stick handling, bottom of the circle, going around the net, centering pass. Loose puck in the slot, in the crease, and it's covered up. And the play is stopped. Buzzing around there was McGurran trying to knock it home. 50 seconds remaining in the Marblehead man advantage, leading 2-0. Most recent goal by Piccarillo at 2:13. Headers come away with it. Janesco behind the net, looking to make a play. Goal line extended. Drops it back to the point to Drew Chofi. Stick handles along the line at center point. Top of the circle right, Kalinowski. Cross-ice feed, left wing corner, Haley. Goal line extended. Still with it. Passes it behind the net over to Kalinowski. Comes to the circle right. Drops it back to Haley. Right corner. Being bothered by Devin. And he gets it over to P.J. Roy. Top of the circle. Score. Deflected out in front. I think that's Janesco's goal. And it's 3-0. Another power play. That was a nice deflection out in front by Janesco, and this one comes at 2. .232 the time of the goal. It's 3-0 at this point. And I'm pretty sure Janesco got that. Terrific passing by the headers. And boy, that's got to take some of the air out of the balloon that are the Lynn Jets. McGurran, stick handling with his feet. He had lost his stick, so he gets the puck down low and is able to get it over to Aiden Gillis. He drops it back to Piccarillo at the left point covering up. McGurran gets his stick now. He takes a check, a terrific body check, but the Lynn player took the worst of it. Oh, my goodness. Puck goes right across the goal mouth. Turnaround shot goes behind the cage. It's all Marblehead now. Shot goes to the right. Shot from the right point by Driscoll. Goes wide. Play in the right corner. Trying to come up with it. Driscoll. Still a bunch of players there. Nobody has it. Bringing it off the boards. Score. Bad angle shot. And I'm not sure who got that. Might be McCarthy. Yeah, it's McCarthy. McCarthy picks up his second goal from a bad angle. And Ezeka saying, bombs away. That's what it is. This one comes at 3:32, a minute later. So McCarthy, his second of the night. His second of the night, eighth of the season, right after Janesco's at 2:32. And for Janesco, that's his fourth of the season. All of a sudden, it's 4-0. Timeout Jets. Take this time to tell you we'll have North Shore Sports Night on Monday night, and tomorrow it's trending now with Josh Arnold at 10 a.m. Josh talking to North Shore newsmakers, elected officials, and that's all kinds of good information for you. 10 o'clock tomorrow on MSO News Sports. Bill Newell will have basketball for you live Andrew Nicastro will be streaming it on video for us as well on Friday night from Wakefield, that game at 7 p.m. Well, just like that, Marblehead has opened up a four-goal lead on the Jets. After Lynn played them evenly in the first period. Face-off is at center. This time the Jets have it. They'll bring it across the line. Centering pass to Devin. Can't collect it. Sean Devin just went a little bit too far. Clardy behind the cage. Being bumped into the boards by Driscoll. And Gillis comes away with it. Bringing it out of the zone. Right wing side, Sam Chofi across the line. Looking to make a play. Loses the puck. Headers fighting for it. Comes out to center ice. Excuse me. Driscoll from center ice. You heard the reaction. It went in the net. Misplayed. And it's a goal. 5-0. Oh, that's a deflator. Driscoll just shooting it from about 10 feet outside the blue line. Scooted along the ice and went in. This goal comes at 4:10. So it is 5-0. We're not 5 minutes into the period yet. It was 1-0 after one, but four goals in the first 5 minutes has opened this gap up. So there's a bad bounce in on goal. Kendrick Cunningham makes the save. Right back, Marblehead shoots, goes wide. I'm not going to be able to get the assist because the headers just keep peppering away on goal. McGarren at center, off the boards, picked up by Patry. Steve Patry for Lynn, clears it out to center ice. Heavy body check along the boards as Duncan Leggett has crashed into the boards. Both teams change. Puck is just kind of going back and forth at the moment between the lines. Now it is Drew Chofi across the line. He'll bring it down low, and he'll be slapped into the boards by Caleb Redick, but he gets it back to the point to Danny Ginesco. Top of the circle, shoots it on goal, deflected out of the rink by the stick of Jack Stafford, who has been bombed, firing away. Marblehead just hammering away at the goal with the 5-0 lead. .9:39 left to play in the middle period. And this faceoff is won by the Jets. John Cosmos goes all the way around the boards, trying to bring it out of the zone, but a Jet falls down. That was Ryan Clark. He is able to get it to Cosmos, however, across the Marblehead line. Two players check Cosmos, and Marblehead, well, they can't come up with it. It actually goes behind the cage. Caleb Redick has it. Centering pass. But Cosmos is blocked out front. Here comes Marblehead again with a potential two-on-one. And the shot is blocked up tight by Devin. Devin has been tremendous all night, and we have a penalty coming up. Maybe both players going off? I don't know. Let's find out. Maybe it's just another... Apparently it's just another hand pass. I'm getting the wrong signals here. Just another hand pass. Face off outside the zone. Outside the Marblehead. Check at the Lynn zone. So Kalinowski. Blind pass to Drew Chofi. And he is squeezed off the play by Mike Clardy. But he gets some help from Kalinowski, who is hit by Sean Devin. Back to the right point. Fired wide by Driscoll. Left wing corner. And it comes around... mid-zone. Now we have a penalty. This is a holding call. And this penalty is at 6:16 of the second. Can't be Devin again. No, it's not. It's Mike Clardy. Piccarello, Janesco, McCarthy, and Driscoll in this period. Power play again, deflected by Janesco, goes wide. Haley is hit. Oh my, that could have easily been an interference penalty. Haley was nowhere near the puck. Power play for the headers as they'll regroup in their own zone. Driscoll slides it through, and this will be icing on Marblehead. It was P.J. Roy handling the puck, rather. And so we'll have a face-off, one of the few face-offs in this period, certainly, in the Marblehead end. 5-0, 8:23 left to go, second period. It was 1-0 after one, but Marblehead just bombarding the Lynette with shots. Face-off controlled by Kalinowski. Gets it back to Drew Chofi. Chofi's a junior, centering that first line. Kalinowski falls down. 56 seconds left in a man advantage for Marblehead. Haley bumped in the left wing corner. Knocked down by Ryan Clark. Haley gets up. Janesco comes over to help out. Puck in the skates of Janesco. Cleared out of the zone by Ryan Clark. Brett Malaya down there trying to force the issue. He'll have to backtrack now to come back and help out as the headers form the attack. Braden Haley across the left wing side trying to center it to Janesco. Goes too far. Circle right to Drew Chofi. Heads to the net. And a short side. Glove save by Stafford. Terrific save. Oh, my. And needless to say, he'll hang on, trying to stop the rebounds. Stafford still shaken up a little bit by that fifth goal. Face-off to his left. Piccarello loses the face-off. But the headers keep it in as the Jets try to clear it. They can't do it. Troy Petkovic fighting for the puck, taken away by McGurran. Comes back out to the left point. Doesn't get through. Shot from that left point by Quinn. I'm sorry, by Henniger. Play is at center ice right now. Nobody controlling. Finally, McGurran picks it up and flips it into the zone. The penalty is over. So we're down to 6:57 in the second period, but the floodgates have opened. Shot wide. Shot put on by Piccarello on that left wing side, cruising across the middle. Comes out to center ice and flipped that back into the zone by Piccarello, and the headers will change up. They come pouring into the zone as the Jets can't connect on a pass out of the zone. That means that Ridge Driscoll will flip it down in the Marblehead end. James McCarthy with two goals tonight, first man down, buzzing around, centering pass, and it's intercepted nicely by Steve Patrick. Gets it ahead to Sean Devon, stick handling across the line, and the puck goes in on goal. There are no whistle. There are players in the crease. And now they finally blow the whistle. Four or five players actually in and around and maybe even on top of Cunningham. Brandon Devon has been outstanding tonight for Lynn. But the firepower of Marblehead has been evident. Boy, just firing away. And Stafford, save for one goal, has not had a bad game. 6:09 left to go. Second period. Face-off to the right of Cunningham. It is controlled by Janesco for Marblehead. Bounces it off the end boards. Gets it back on a pass from Roy. Stick handling one-handed out of the zone. Flying is Danny Janesco. Tries to squeeze it between two defensemen, but can't. And Devon gets it over to to Ryan Clark, who gets it out of the zone. Janesco checks a Lynn player and gets the puck, picks it off. And it just flipped into the Jet zone. All kinds of action going on. Paul Duffy out there. Duffy, a freshman, fighting hard for the puck. And he is fighting John DiFilippo for it. And Duffy gets it. Chris Partham has it for Marblehead. Cleared out of the zone by the Jets. Down to 5:17 left to go in the period. Brian Clardy chasing the puck, gets it, centering pass, deflected off a Lynn player, almost went in, but the save by Cunningham. Cunningham with five shutouts so far this season. Whitewash up to this point. Headers will change up. P.J. Roy slides it around the boards in the Lynn zone. And the header benches in the Lynn zone, so they just come pouring across. What a nice block out in front. I'm guessing, oh no, it's Ryan Clark. Thought it was Devin, but Clark breaks it out of the zone, and he's broken up at the line. Delayed offside as it slapped right back in. Jets get out of the zone, allowing Marblehead to get it out of the zone. Duncan Leggett clears it. Ahead to McGurran, right wing side, left-handed shot, shoots it through a screen using one of the players as a screen, one of the defensemen, but the save by Stafford. Skate save by Stafford, another save by Stafford off of Piccarello. They're just peppering the net. Another shot hits the side of the net, goes behind the cage. And it's taken by Steve Patry, who tries to clear it out of the zone, can't. Right out in front, backhanded shot is save off the stick of Colin Daly. That was a bouncing puck, dangerous play. Quinn Brinkler on the ice on defense for the Jets, able to get it out of the zone. And puck is cleared off the ice. 3:49 left to go, second period. Marblehead 5, Lynn 0. The Headers with four goals in the first 5 minutes of the second period. They've done that all season long in games that we've done. They get goals in clumps, and then they just go into a shell, and that's it. Game over. 5-0. Marblehead. Kalinowski at his own line. Slides it ahead. Left wing pass over to Haley. Stick handling. Whoa, what a save. Blistering wrist shot from the circle dot. And flashing out the glove was Stafford. That thing was labeled top right-hand corner. We are at Salem State at the Rocket Arena. It is 5-0 Marblehead as the Jets taking a little extra time here changing up. Face off to the right of Stafford. He has borne the brunt tonight. Haley again off the faceoff, a blistering shot. Pad save by Stafford. Cleared out to center. 3:28 left to go in the period. Steve Patry can't come up with it. Goes around the boards to Brett Malaya. Looking for Patry. Oh, he had his head down. Clardy was clocked. Puck just squirts out to center ice. Haley avoids a check. Goes into the stands. Almost hit a photographer. Looks like a proud mom taking some pictures down here. Nobody hurt. .310 left to go in the second period. Face-off just outside the Marblehead line. It's won by the Headers. Driscoll ahead, right wing side. Shot along the ice. Another shot, rebound covered up. Trying to see who it is. Jacob Garfield and Sam Chofee applying the pressure on Stafford. Face-off to his right. Jacob Woodrow wins the faceoff for Marblehead. Intercepted by Sean Devon, lugging it out of the zone. Stick handling, knocked off the play. And here comes fourth liner for Marblehead. The shot, no good, as Paul Duffy put a weak shot in that was saved easily this time by Stafford. But again, fourth line out there and keeping it down in the Lynn zone. Face off again in the Lynn zone. Left circle from Stafford's point of view. He's bent over on his knees trying to catch his breath as Marblehead gets the last change, and we'll get ready for the dropping of the puck. James McCarthy takes the face off and wins it after Garfield was thrown out of the circle. Garfield in the slot, score. I believe it was Sam Chofee, backhanded shot up high. Let me get the number of the player here. Pretty sure it's Sam Chofee. Or is it? It's either Chofee or Garfield. Yeah, it was Sam Chofee, right? Yeah. Sam Chofee gets the goal. And this one comes at 11:25. Check it, 12:25. 6-0. 6-0. Here comes another flurry by Marblehead. And third line is out there at the moment. Colin Daly putting some pressure on. Daly has it behind the goal. Drops it back to the left point. Fired save, rebound, covered. No, it's still loose. As the pressure came from outside, Duncan Leggett with it. And we'll have a face-off. Christian Henniger getting a lot of playing time on defense for the headers. Down to 2 minutes left to go, but five goals in this second period have opened this thing up. Four goals in the first 5 minutes of the period by Marblehead. Chofee wins the faceoff, kicks it back to Gillis, shoots it into the zone, comes right back out to Caleb Reddick across the line, but it's cleared up ahead to center ice. Flip back in, icing waved off, puck is in the Marblehead end, picked up by Ridge Driscoll. Big check at center ice, Marblehead across the line. Chofee in the slot. Devin kicks it over into the left wing boards. Chofee picks it up again. Still stick handling. Through a screen, blistering shot. Deflected and saved by Stafford. Goes into the right wing corner. Kalinowski closes. Through a screen shot. Rebound score. Kalinowski. And as you hear Zeke Bogosian mention, that's the 100th point career-wise for Tim Kalinowski. Time of this goal, 13:42. 7-0 now. And of course, the Jets completely deflated. Seven nothing with a minute and 18 seconds left to go in the second period. 7-0 Marblehead. Play is in the Lynn end. Weak shot from the point. Gloved by Cunningham. Ryan Clark with one of the few shots in on Cunningham in the second period. Headers change up. All the mystery is gone from this one. Face off, won by the Jets. Another shot, glove knocked down and cleared away. Brendan Devon with a really testing shot, but Cunningham made the save. Jacob Garfield in the right wing corner, taken away by Sean Devon. And thing getting out of hand now. Some cheap shots by both teams. Officials go over to try to sort it out. Poor sportsmanship here, but the Jets very frustrated. So the penalties are to Lynn's number 5 and to Marblehead's number 15 with 46 seconds left to go, and I'll give you that in just a second. So 14:16, the time, I believe, of matching penalties. We'll have to see if anybody else goes in the box. It is to the captain, Brendan Devon, and to Andrew McGurran of Marblehead. Now a second jet goes into the box. That's Ryan Clark. So the matching penalties are to McGurran and Clark, and Devin picks up the minor. Another power play for Marblehead with 46 seconds remaining in the second period. And when I say it's been all Marblehead, kind of an understatement. But the Jets still will have a chance to win the NEC South on Saturday. Shorthanded bid now coming up by the Jets, penalty coming up on Marblehead. And you can hear the Lynn crowd saying it's about time. Steve Petrie led the attack. His progress was impeded, as they say. And so Marblehead gets a penalty, which will pretty much wipe out the power play. Penalty to P.J. Roy. I'm not giving you the penalties because we're not looking. We can't see the hand signals by the officials, and we can't hear the PA. But I'll tell you the time of the penalty. So right now it's 1:13 left in the Jets penalty, 1:25 left in the Marblehead penalty, but only 28.6 seconds left in the period. 7-0 Marblehead. Face off to the right of Cunningham in the Marblehead zone. Backhanded shot is blocked. Devin can't get it toward the goal. Mike Clardy goes behind the cage trying to come up with it. 4-on-4 at the moment. Sean Devin has it. Behind the goal, trying to make a play. Tries to stuff it home. Can't. And it comes away to the headers. Kalinowski has it right wing side. In the Lynn zone. He's checked heavily. Sticks up high. Still fighting for it. Dropping it back to the point. As the clock winds down, Driscoll keeping it in the zone, but the second period has expired. And oh my goodness, what a flurry by Marblehead. Just peppering the net, pounding away in the second period, and opening up a 7-0 lead. So we'll recap the scoring when we come back after two periods of play at the Rocket Arena. The score is Marblehead 7. And Lynn, 0.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Well, I don't really know what to say. A six-goal explosion by Marblehead in the second period has just opened up the floodgates. It's now 7-0. After a 1-0 first period, that was like two heavyweights battling it out. It was even, although Marblehead had a number of odd man rushes that goaltender Stafford was able to turn away. The headers just came out and peppered the goal at 1:13. Owen Piccarello made it 2-0 for Marblehead. And then at 2:32, on a power play, Danny Ginesco picked up his fourth goal of the season, making it 3-0 Marblehead. And let me go back and look at Piccarello's stats here. For Piccarello, that was his fourth goal of the season. Ginesco picked up his fourth. And then James McCarthy added his second of the night, eighth of the season at 3:32 to make it 4-0. And then Ridge Driscoll, on a really fluky play, just firing it, clearing it in from center ice, and it found its way home. That made it 5-0 at 4:10 of the second period. And for Driscoll, that's his first goal of the season. But leading 5-0, the headers weren't done. At 12:25, Sam Chofee scored, making it 6-0. And then Tim Kalinowski, let's see, for Chofee, let me get this here. For Chofee, that was his third goal of the season. For Kalinowski, the team leader in scoring, his 17th goal of the season, giving him 100 points for his career to join Braden Haley, who also has 100 points, his line mate. And again, coming into tonight, this line, the first line, had 92 points. And I don't know what they picked up on assists, because we can't hear, and I never know the way the puck moves around sometimes, who collects them, and sometimes you see some weird stuff. But anyway, those are the goal scorers. Few penalties at the end of the second period, Lynn getting a little bit frustrated, but they shouldn't. Marblehead outclassing everybody in the conference this year, with the one exception, the Peabody 1-1 tie. And again, the Jets can't get discouraged. They go to Gloucester on Saturday night to face off against the Fishermen at 6 p.m. for the Northeast Conference South title. And on the other hand, Marblehead will be playing Saugus in its final league game, or at least a conference foe. This will be a Southeast South foe, which is not really in the league, but Marblehead will be playing Saugus here on Saturday at 12:45 p.m. That's the next Marblehead game, and then they play a bunch of games outside the league. So we'll take another break as about halfway through the ice being resurfaced. The score after two is 7-0, Marblehead over Lynn. Thank you.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Okay, so both teams have returned to the ice for the third period, with Marblehead leading 7-0. Got a little bit chippy there at the end of the period. So needless to say, we hope that that does not continue, as there are still 15 minutes left in this game. Once again, I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and Marblehead TV crew up here, too. Game to be shown in Marblehead on Tuesday night on their local cable. High school basketball on Friday night with Bill Newell from Wakefield at 7 o'clock. Live streaming video on MSO News Sports. Face off at center. Owen Piccarello will take the draw, as we still have people in the penalty box. It's 4-on-4 to start the second period. The third period. Marblehead wins the faceoff, get it into the jet zone. Jets are able to clear it. Brett Malaya stick handling right wing side in the Marblehead end. Janesco is on him, but Malaya has it. Goal line extended. Leaves it. Drops it down for John Cosmas. And it's stolen by Janesco. In turn, stolen by Malaya, still in the jet zone. Malaya has it, drops it to Cosmos, center point. Weak backhander goes behind the cage. 5 seconds left in the Jets penalty. Janesco brings it up very deliberately and just slides it into the zone as Marblehead changes up all five players. And for 5 seconds, it's a power play. Not much you can do with that for the Jets. And now it's 5-on-5. So Steve Patrick, trying to get it out of the zone for the Jets, finally does. Gets it to Sean Devon, who flips it in to the Marblehead end. Tracks it down, centering pass, and he's still stick handling. Right wing corner is Devon. Slides it around for Michael Clardy. Clardy drops it back center point to Patrick, who wasn't ready for it. And that allows McCarthy across the line. Labeled far corner. Kick save on the far side. Kick save by Matt Cole. Matt Cole into the game for the Jets. And from the right point, it goes wide. Jacob Woodrow shoots it wide for Marblehead, keeping it in. Cleared out to center ice. New goalie for the Jets, Matt Cole, in relief of Jack Stafford. Play is scaled into the jet zone. The puck is scaled into the jet zone. Kept in by the headers. Trying to pick up some of these new numbers out there now, as everybody's playing for the headers. Shot from the right point. Save by Cole. Nick DiGiovanni is out there with the Big shot from the right point. Puck comes off the end boards toward the net, and it's covered up by Cole. Cole looks like he's about 4 foot nothing. His head barely goes to the top of the cage out there. But he's made a couple of good saves so far. Face off from the right point, goes wide. Shot goes wide. Who's got it? Headers do, backhanded shot. And is it a goal? No, it's a good save by Cole. As that shot was, let me get the program here. Put in by Paul Duffy. Fourth line out there for Marblehead. Comes back to the right point. Henniger fires it. Goes around the cage. Play in the left wing corner. Now it's along the boards. Comes out of the zone. John DeFilippo is able to clear it over to Brian Clardy. Brian Clardy. And the puck just kind of trickles in on goal. Cunningham equal to it. I think it's Cunningham. Have to see if I can catch the number here. 7-0, 12-13 left to go in the game. Big lead for Marblehead. Face off to the left of the Marblehead goal. And the headers are able to bring it out of the zone. Cleared back in by Caleb Riddick. And comes around to the left side to James McCarthy. Gets it out of the zone. Gets it over to Jacob Garfield, but he loses it at center. Cosmos has it, lugging it back in. Getting some help from Caleb Riddick. And scurrying over the left side is Brett Malaya covering up at the point, but it comes out of the zone. McCarthy will bring it ahead out of the zone, leading the attack. Shot is blocked up tight. Rebound, or actually another shot by McCarthy, as Brandon Devon was equal to it. Devon was getting in the way of McCarthy. Play out at center. Cosmos will just flip it into the Marblehead zone. Nick DiGiovanni gets it out to center ice for Marblehead. So, Coach Jackson of Marblehead getting a lot of ice times, a lot of ice time for everybody really tonight with the 7-0 lead. Play a little ragged right now in the jet zone. Packed at by Brian Clardy. Does come out to center ice, sent right back in by Piccarello of Marblehead. And around we go. More players out there. A number 34 that we don't have, Coach Conlon didn't give me. Clears it into the Marblehead end. And that is tracked down by Henniger. He'll get it to center. And again, Henniger is hit, but the Lynn player takes the worst of it. Buzzing around down low for the headers. Putting the shot on for Marblehead is number 18. And that's Paul Duffy, freshman. Penalty. I think on. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Nope, no penalty. Just a round of applause for the freshman out there. Face off to the left of relief goaltender Cole. Shot is blocked up tight. I don't know what the deal is here. Play is in the Lynn zone. Jacob Woodrow will shoot it around for Chris Partham down low. Gets it back to Woodrow. And it is taken by Sean Devon. He'll send it in. Now it's stick right back into the Lynn zone. Jet Steve Patry trying to bring it out. Patry looking ahead for Devon, but it goes too far. And it comes right back into the Lynn zone. Going down and clears it out to center ice. Across the line, Sean Devon loses it in that left wing corner, getting some help from Mike Clardy. Got one hand on the stick, gets it back to Sean Devon in the Marblehead end, trying to get it out in front, but he's being dogged by the headers. And I think we have a high stick this time. Paul Duffy was doing the dogging a minute ago, So let's see if we do, in fact. Yep, we do. Have a penalty to Sean Devon for the high stick at 5:52. Putting Marblehead in the power play. They will send McGurran out there with his line, Piccarello and Daly, in the power play. Taken by the Jets, though, and they'll bring it out of the zone. Backhanded by Brian Clardy into the Marblehead end, and P.J. Roy will wind it up. Power play for the headers. Long left wing pass to Piccarello, cruising left wing side. Puts the brakes on mid-zone, left boards. Bounces it off the boards to Roy at the point. Sticks it back down low. Goes too far ahead. Brian Clardy fires it around the boards, but it's collected on the other side by McGurran. Stolen by Quinn Brinkler. Can't get it out. McGurran has it right wing side. Drops it back to the right point to Denny Janesco. Cleared out on a nice play by the Jets. And a shot. And a terrific scoring bid, but a save by the Marblehead goaltender. DiFilippo with a great play by the Jets. I still can't see if that's Cunningham. Is that Cunningham in net still? No. Okay. Tassinari. All right. I thought so. So Josh Tassinari is in goal for Marblehead. Great shorthanded bid by DiFilippo. But no soap, 7-0 still to score. 8:16 left to go in the period. 36 seconds left in the man advantage for the headers. They're forming it up. Stick handling across the line. McCarthy along the ice, breaks through. McCarthy can't collect the rebound. Well, Cole made the save. It broke through his pads. McCarthy was right there, tried to ram it home, and Cole just fell down on it and made the save. So McCarthy looking for the hat trick, didn't get it. 7-0, the score remains. 26 seconds left in the power play. Both goalies, starting goaltenders, are now giving way to relief. Weak shot all the way in on Tassinari from center ice. And he's very careful with it, holds on to it. 17 seconds left in the Marblehead power play. Headers win the faceoff. Aiden Gillis will get it ahead carefully to McCarthy at the line. Cross his line, out at center ice. Off the boards, down deep. Justin Main with it for the Jets. Cleared out to center ice. 10 seconds left in the man advantage. 7.5 left to go in the game. Headers winding up in their zone. That's actually Ridge Driscoll, not P.J. Roy. Driscoll fires it in as Marblehead will change up. Penalty is over, 5-on-5, 7-0 for the headers. Kept in by Heffernan. Loose puck in front, shot and a save. And the shot was put on by Jacob Woodrow. But Cole made the save again. And Woodrow was in the slot about 15 feet away. Play at center ice. And the headers, Nick DiGiovanni goes back and gets it. Slides it ahead to a teammate, right wing feed. Long right wing pass. To Paul Duffy. Duffy in turn to Jacob Woodrow. Woodrow fighting for the puck down low. Slammed into the boards by Patrick. Kept in at the right point by Henniger. Excuse me, Jets trying to clear the zone. And they finally do. Paul Heffernan stick handling across the line. Sends it right back into the Lynn zone. 6:16 left to go in the game. Marblehead plays Saugus here next on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. The Jets, meanwhile, travel up to the Talbot Rink in Gloucester to fight Gloucester for first place in the NEC South. Shot by a header goes wide. Trying to see what the number is. Who is that? Oh, okay. That is Colin Daly out there fighting for the puck after the shot. The puck hops out to center ice. Duncan Leggett fires it back in. It's been all Marblehead since the second period. There's a shot from the left point that bounces up into the chest, actually into the neck of Cole, from DiGiovanni. And he gloves it after it falls down from his chin protector. Looked like it went up under it. Lynn wins the face-off in their own zone. Troy Petkovic. Petkovic behind the net. Still with it. Stick handling. Knocked away by McCarthy and on goal. On two by Cole. This face-off is won by McCarthy. Draws it back to Gillis. Loses it, though. Jets bring it out of the zone. Petkovic brings it out of the zone. Tip right back in. Owen Downey has to go back and gather in for the Jets. Looks to make a nice feed over to the right wing side. Goes. And out to center ice once again. McCarthy bringing it right back in. Long shift for that line out there. Christian Henniger down low. Blistering shot by Henniger from the right faceoff dot. And the save by Cole. Marblehead changes up. Jets just cleared out of the zone. Gillis brings it right across the line. Stick handling by himself. Backhander goes wide. 4:29 left to go in the game. Henniger trying to come up with another shot. Goes over to the right wing boards. John DeFilippo over there to help out Brian Clardy. Henniger fighting for the puck, though. Not Henniger, rather. It's Paul Duffy. I'm sorry. Duffy number 18. The puck goes out of the rink. Well, all the drama was gone out of this one in that second period with six goals by the headers in the second after a 1-0 first period. 4:12 left to go. Marblehead looking for another shutout this season. And the puck is in the Jet zone once again down to our left. Brett Malaya gets it out. Up to the line. Cosmos can't get it out of the zone, though. Malaya stick handling along his own line. One of the captains. Poke checked off the play by Chris Partham. And puck is at center ice. Knocked back in by Nick DiGiovanni. He's a senior 5'11", 183-pounder. Defenseman. Puts back out to the right point. Teed up at the right point. Doesn't get through. Initial shot from Leggett. And we have a stop for some reason. And that reason would be a penalty to Justin Main. Time of the penalty is 11:30. 3:30 left to go in the game. Another power play for the headers. Slap shot from the right point. And it is a goal. Shot from the right point. Might have been tipped in front. Is that McCarthy? It is. Looks like it's McCarthy who tipped it in from Driscoll. Or... So McCarthy does get his third goal. With Driscoll, the initial shot. And that comes 10 seconds into the power play. 8-0, Marblehead. 3 minutes left to go in the game. And the puck is in the Marblehead zone. I'll check at the Lynn zone. There's a hard shot by DiGiovanni that is deflected up into the netting. 2:57 left to go. Check out all of our interviews. We got a lot of terrific interviews. I was over at Endicott College today. Got a very nice interview from Dr. Crystal Demain on art therapy. And please check it out. Take a look at the video. Listen to the radio interview. And I'll be back at Endicott again tomorrow for another interview over there. We have a penalty on the faceoff. This time it's Marblehead for a high stick. This one's at 12-16. I think it's on Sam Chofi. Didn't see who went off, but I think it's Sam. So the play is, the face-off, I should say, is down in the Lynn end. Another 2-on-1 for the headers. And it's Jacob looking for McCarthy. 2-on-1, save is made. Jacob Garfield with the initial shot. That line is out there with, and remember, they're shorthanded. They're putting the pressure. Here's McCarthy stealing it. In the slot. Goes to the right dot. Backhander. Glove save. Hung on to by Cole. So Joe Conlon will get his kids to regroup at practice tomorrow. I have no doubt about that. And then they'll go up to Gloucester on Saturday. Got a Peyton Manning look-alike down to our left. All of his mannerisms, too. I know it can't be Peyton, though. Whoa. Duffy, shot. Deflected, goes wide for Marblehead. They're still shorthanded and still pressing the attack. Finally comes out to center ice. Sean Devon sends it in to the header end. Caleb Riddick. Riddick slides it along the right wing side. Trying to get some help from Travis Ryan. Penalty is open. No, I'm sorry. 30 seconds left in the penalty. Left point, teed up, shot, save along the ice. Where is it? Cleared by the headers. Quinn Brinkler had a shot, but it was defended nicely by goaltender Josh Tassinari. He's a senior in relief of starting goaler Ronan Cunningham. Once again, Lynn on the attack with the power play. Can't get through. Travis Ryan couldn't do anything with it. Get some help from Mike Clardy. Sean Devon over to help out as well. Devon loses the puck, and it is not clear. Devon, oh, now it comes out to center, penalty over. 5-on-5 with a minute left to go in the game. Here's a header attack. It's down low. Paul Duffy in the slot. Loose puck. Shot fired wide. Oh, no, it's into the goalie. I thought it went wide, but the goalie covered up. That's Cole. Marblehead looking for the ninth goal of the night. 8-0. 51.1 left to go in the game. And as we said, we're going to go, we'll wrap up the scoring quickly and head on out of here. Off the faceoff, turnaround backhanded shot by Gillis, who's playing forward now. Saved by Cole. Taken out of the zone by the Jets. Blocked by Gillis. Play is at center. Kind of sloppy. Time winding down. 24 seconds. Jets just hacking it up to the Marblehead line. Nick DiGiovanni is knocked down. Paul Heffernan retreats. He's crashed into the boards by Brian Clardy in the Marblehead end, but headers bring it out. Aiden Gillis leading the rush. Right wing side. Big defenseman playing forward on this shift. 1 second left to go. Turnaround backhander. Wide. Game over. Well, it was a good game for one period, but then Marblehead just opened it up in the second period with seven consecutive goals. So we'll wrap up the scoring here and head on out of here. Aiden Gillis for Marblehead at 9:40. Check it at 5:16 of the first, making it 1-0 at that point. It wasn't Gillis. I'm sorry. Gillis had the penalty in that period, but it was James McCarthy, his seventh of the season. at 7:25, 1-0. Owen Piccarello in the second started the floodgates. Piccarello scoring at 1:13, making it 2-0, followed by Danny Ginesco, his fourth of the season at 2:32. It was 4-0 at 3:32 with McCarthy getting his second of the night, eighth of the season. Then Ridge Driscoll, his first of the season, 5-0 with 4:10 left to go, second period. So five quick goals put the game away right there. But the headers weren't done. Sam Joffe scored his third of the season at 12:25, making it 6-0. Tim Kalinowski, his 100th point of his career and 17th goal of the season at 13:42, 7-0 after two. And then the only goal in the third period, McCarthy finishing off the hat trick, his ninth goal of the season, Ridge Driscoll the assist at 11:40, and that's where we finished 8-0. So congratulations to Coach Jackson and the headers once again. They remain unbeaten. First loss of the season for Coach Joe Collins, Lynn Jets. The Jets at Gloucester on Saturday night at 6 o'clock against the Fishermen. Marblehead at Saugus on Saturday, versus Saugus right here at 12:30 at the Rocket Arena. That's it for me. I appreciate your being with us. Thank you for listening to MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And don't forget, trending now tomorrow morning at 10 with Josh Arnold, high school basketball with Bill Newell on Friday night at 7, and North Shore Today with Bill and me tomorrow morning. Thanks. This is MSONewsports.com.